Dori Farrell and Julia Smith both volunteer for the Easter Group. Smith says she first became aware of homelessness in Sitka when she was the administrator of the Pioneer Home.
People move in because they're homeless, and then we'd have visitors who were homeless. And I would see those folks on the street and think, gosh, I wouldn't have had a clue.
Smith says the relative invisibility of homelessness compared to a large city like Seattle makes it a challenging problem to address.
The people who need housing and who don't have a place to live may be someone that you see every day and you don't have any idea that they need that help.
Monday's summit will be organized into three panels. The first is the immediate crisis responders. Dori Farrell says you'll find the obvious agencies here, the fire department, the police, the Salvation Army, safe, but also the not so obvious.
One person who does a great deal in town with no official capacity is Sarah Bell at the library. She constantly and kindly handles the people who come into the library to get warm, to use the computers, to use the restrooms. And she's so very judicious and fairer to them.
The organizations on the intermediate and long-term solutions panel include Youth Advocates of Sitka, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, the Sitka Tribe, Alaska Public Assistance, the Baranof Island Housing Authority, and the Legislative Information Office. A healthcare panel will include search and public health. This is a lot of manpower in support of the homeless, but Farrell says it's not always easy coordinating efforts. An agency might direct someone to the right place.
But the people they're trying to direct don't have cars, and they don't have warm clothes, and they don't know where to go. So it's important that the agencies discuss what they can do, what they can't do, what their limitations are.
Farrell and Smith say the public is welcome to sit in on Monday's planning summit, if only to get an idea of the scale of the problem. Both agree that Project Homeless Connect remains only an interim solution for a problem that is not going away anytime soon. Smith says the next step is to explore funding for a family transitional center or a drop-in shelter.
Sometimes giving someone quick shelter is absolutely necessary, but to help somebody make it through and get back on their feet, you need something in transition. And so those two things kind of go together in my mind, and we at the Easter Group are really interested in working toward this. And, of course, we can't do it alone. We need partners. So that's the kind of thing we are kind of thinking about with the summit event.
Monday's summit will also include a mini Homeless Connect for 2 hours from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Smith says many event participants last January thought autumn was a more critical time to assist the homeless. The mini event will offer 6 of the top services provided last January. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.